Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do, eh?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
This is a lunch that celebrates people's right to food and community gathering. It's for anyone for any reason.
Today's guest is Bob Benars, and Bob is involved in the big fundraiser that's going to be happening down at the Mateel Community Center. It's a fundraiser for the lunch program down there. Bob, how did you get involved in the Mateel lunch program?
Well, as I may have mentioned to you in the past, I was in what I call a temple of consumption, which is the grocery store. And a friend of mine asked me what I was doing, and I was asking her what she was doing, and she said she was working at the Mateel lunch, and I should stop up, and they have a lot of fun. So I went up there and stopped in and never left.
Did you actually start preparing lunches for the community center there?
Yes. I'm now the coordinator for Tuesday, and we have a different person for Wednesday and a different person for Thursday.
So the program offers lunch on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And when you coordinate it, does that mean you get to plan the menu?
Well, the menu is pretty much determined by our donations for that day. Basically, the program is kind of based on whatever the donations are that we obtain that week. And I would like to thank Ray's and ShopSmart and Chautauqua and people from the community, especially in spring and summer, that bring produce from their garden.
What sorts of things do people bring?
Anything from zucchini to fancy fruits. And everything in between, including now and then meat or fish. And we get fish from Fish and Game now and then.
And how long have you been cooking yourself?
Well, I haven't counted the years. Let's just say somewhere between 10 and 18 years.
Okay. And who did you learn to cook from?
My mother and various other people along the way. I've learned something almost every time I'm in a kitchen.
And did she cook a lot of in-season foods when she cooked?
Yes, she would go to the farmer's market in San Francisco on a regular basis and buy lugs of peaches and all kinds of things to can. And she was into fresh food and canning.
And the event that's coming up on March 25th, that's an event that you have told me combines food with art. Tell me more about that.
Well, I hope to have it combine food with art. I'm hoping to have photographs of food projected on the screen. The food that we actually purvey on Tuesday is what the photographs are, and we specialize in organic on Tuesday. We try to do as much of the lunch as we can organic.
And I've seen some of these photos, and they are really beautiful. Food is really beautiful.
Yes, it is, and that's why I started taking those photos, because we would just do an awe while it was getting cut up and put in the hotel pan. And I think the ones that are probably even more interesting are the ones before it's stirred, when you can see the clumps of all the different things.
You talk about the lunch program that this is a fundraiser for. You talk about how important it is for people to sit down and eat together. And you've told me that people are invited to come to the lunch program for any reason.
That's exactly right. This is a lunch that celebrates people's right to food and community gathering.
And this is a time for people to sit down and eat together and find out about each other, people that might not sit down together unless they had this event to do that at.
Yes, and many connections are made there. The homeless shelter, the past few years, a lot of the organizational things happen at the community lunch. It's a lunch open to anyone for any reason, be it nutritional or social or just want to be around people and whatever the reason might be. And that's, I would say, the number one possibly misunderstood thing about the lunch program. It's not just for street people, homeless people, or poor people. It's for anyone for any reason.
Bob, I know the event is coming up on March 25th. What's the fundraiser going to be like?
Well, the headliner is John Trudell and his electric band Mad Dog. It will be his only appearance, to my understanding, in Northern California, where he'll be doing two sets. I'm not sure whether one will be spoken word. I'm not sure about those details. And there's John Indovina will be there, and Rockstar Ray, and various speakers.
So people will be getting some entertainment along with the meal. And what's for dinner?
Well, the major thing that we had donated from Chautauqua are prawns. So that will be one main dish. We'll have a vegetarian dish and side dishes and desserts and as much as we can get together.
That sounds delicious. Now, if people wanted to get more information about this event, where should they call?
Well, I can give two numbers. One number for the organizational end of it would be Kevin, and his phone number is 984-7286. And the other number would be Justin at the Mateel at 923-3368.
Okay, well, this is coming up on March 25th. It's going to be a fundraiser to raise money for the lunch program down at the Mateel Community Center. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Bob Benars.
Well, thank you.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and avocado.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU and KHSR for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.